Welcome to the Audacious Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Rihanna Beers. Each week, we will walk you through the entrepreneurial adventures of either myself or my amazing guests as we explore what we did right, what we've done wrong, and everything in between. We'll arm you with tactical tips and tools that will allow you to navigate your own path to build your dream business. Today's special guest is Amanda Myris. Amanda is a serial entrepreneur with a fashion brand focusing on sustainability with a purpose. She's the founder of Isabelle LaRue, an amazing brand offering sustainable handmade handbags and jewelry. She also runs a blog, City in a Blonde, and has not one but two YouTube channels. Amanda has over 13 years of experience in sales, marketing, branding, and customer service. Her and her brand, Isabelle LaRue, have been featured in New York Fashion Week, Atlanta Fashion Week, InStyle Runway, the Independent Handbag Award Show, multiple magazines, and more. Amanda's skill set is a wide range, and she is mostly self-taught. She's self-taught in graphic design, photography, photo, video editing, sales, art dealing and managing, social media marketing, web design, styling, creative directing, and branding, just to name a few. Phew, what a list. And today, you guys, as a special thanks for listening, Amanda's offering a special 20% discount just for our listeners. Check out Isabelle LaRue at isabellelarue.com. The link will be in the show notes. And just enter the code AUDACIOUS20 at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Y'all, before we get started with today's topic, I gotta tell you, I'm super excited to share some great news with you. I created a workshop, and it's a workshop for those of you who don't use a tax preparer. So pick your job off the floor, because I know I'm always preaching to y'all about how important it is to have a tax professional to help you with your tax return. But I also know that some of y'all aren't at a place where it's a financially responsible decision, especially in this quarantine environment. So today, I'm talking to all you self-preparers out there. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's a parent, a sibling, a friend, whoever it is. I have created an amazing two-hour workshop just for you. All right, listen up, because this is who the workshop is created for, okay? If you are preparing your own taxes using an online platform like TurboTax, TaxAct, TaxSlayer, etc., are you guilty of procrastinating on filing your taxes every year because you remember how much anxiety the previous year's experience caused? Maybe as you're doing your tax return, you're constantly revisiting screens, changing numbers, and plugging in different possibilities because, you know, one single box changes your three-figure refund into a four-figure balance due, and you have absolutely no idea why. So frustrating. Maybe you have to bounce back from screen to screen, chipping away at entering your W-2s and your 1099s and all the other documents you have until finally you think everything's where it might belong. Fingers crossed, right? When all is said and done, you decide you're satisfied with the feeling that you probably have it right because, well, looks like last year. And honestly, at this point, you spent so much time on that darn thing already. You just got to be done. Maybe you have that one final feeling of hesitation before you hit that submit return button because there's just this nagging feeling in your gut that you missed a deduction or a credit that could have gotten you more money. Okay, well, in this two-hour workshop, I'm going to show you how to minimize your audit chances and maximize your tax refund. I'm going to give you the tools you need to file your next tax return with a higher level of confidence and possibly even a smile on your face, you guys. All for a one-time investment of just $147. However, it does get better. As a podcast listener, I'm considering you a VIP. So I'm going to give you the VIP price of just $97. You guys, that's a steal. $97 for a two-hour workshop with PDF guidebook, with 2019 tax return cheat sheet, and a live Q&A. Guys, $97. It's crazy. So if you want in on this or you want more information, go ahead and visit the Audacious Entrepreneur Facebook page or the show notes for the link to get your VIP pricing. Don't wait though, you guys. The cart opened today and it's only open through May 12th and the live happens May 13th. I really hope to see you there. Now, let's get on with the show.
All right, welcome, Amanda. I'm so excited that you decided to join us today. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is so awesome.
I'm really excited. I love Fridays have kind of become my interview day, and they just have become like my favorite day because I love talking with other awesome female entrepreneurs out there. And what I'd what our listeners really, always want to know is, tell us about your journey, how you got started and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, so my name is Amanda. I have a fashion brand, Isabelle LaRue, and I'm originally from Washington State, but I've been in New York City for a little over 5 years to start my fashion brand. I focus on sustainable handbags and handmade jewelry, so I want to have more people aware of the damages of the fast fashion industry and give them more options to buy sustainable and buy slow fashion and stuff like that. And my handbags, actually, I partnered up with a nonprofit based in India. And so it teaches female artisans new skills to provide for their families.
I love it.
Yay, thanks. And all of my handbags are all handmade, natural, from a jute. It's a fiber. It's a naturally grown fiber. And it used to be a thriving industry in India, and sadly, it's currently a dying industry. So I'm trying to help revive that industry while teaching other women new skills.
That is awesome.
Thanks.
How did you have you always had a passion for, helping others and making a difference? Or is this something that was inspired by something that happened in your life? Or how did you kind of come upon this journey in your life?
Yeah, I have always wanted to help people. That's just in my nature. Even when I was young, we would travel and we'd go to Portland and stuff, and I would literally want to feed and pay all of the homeless people that I would see. My mom's like, Mandy, you can't, because if you give one of them a dollar, then they're all going to want, they're going to come after you. And I'm like, well, I just feel so bad. And so I'll just go to the store and randomly buy food and give it to people.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I've always wanted to help and find a way to give back. And I feel like this is one of the best ways, because it's bridging the gap between fashion and sustainability and just everything.
So what was your first product that you created?
It would be a handbag, but when I first started my fashion brand, I was a buyer. So I would buy wholesale and then sell retail. And then I realized how bad that was, because it was the fast fashion industry. So I've worked in the fast fashion industry, and I know how damaging it is for the environment. So my first product that I carried was and I still have some of it. It was clothing, just regular clothing and everything. And then I transferred over and I did a whole rebrand. And that's when I started carrying the handbags. And then I started designing jewelry. And now everything is handmade and slow fashion.
I love it. And for those of our listeners who don't know, you said slow fashion, fast fashion. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit about what the difference is between those two things?
Yeah. So fast fashion is what you'd find at H&M and the big chain retailers. Okay. And it's just made quickly, fast, usually by somebody in another country, and they're getting paid pennies. Mm-hmm. And it's not a good working environment. It's really bad for the environment in general. And it's just overall bad. It's the whole industry, it's really terrible. I have a blog also. It's called City in a Blonde. I'm coming out with a blog this week, and it talks about different documentaries that you can watch about the fast fashion industry. And it's the pollution. I don't know if people know, but the fashion industry is the second highest polluter in the world, and the first one is oil, and then the second one is fashion. People don't realize that, and it started because of the fast fashion industry. And then slow fashion, it's usually handmade. It's made with it's slower, takes longer to make, and usually they're more unique, and yeah, it's just overall better for the environment. They're more natural products, like cottons and stuff like that.
And I like that you said more unique, because I don't know, you know, like, I love the idea of, you know, having something that there's a good chance that no one else you're going to run into has it, right? Whereas when you're shopping at H&M and all those, you know, like.
Yeah, usually it's like small business owners and stuff like that. More and more companies are becoming more slow fashion just because they're realizing how bad it is for the environment, which is good.
Yeah, for sure. And so can you just tell us a little bit of what this process looks like in the slow fashion, or at least for you, you know, from start to finish, just to give us a little background, because I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, so I designed the handbag. Well, yeah, I designed them, and I have a friend. It's his sister-in-law's nonprofit that I partnered up with.
Okay.
And he's from India, so he'll go to India whenever he, like, visits family and stuff. Usually it's twice a year. And he'll give all of the designs and everything to his sister-in-law, or I'll FaceTime with his sister-in-law, and then we'll have the females make them, all of the women, and it's just such a great process. They really love it. It's a good working environment. Like, they actually enjoy going to work, and that's, like, rare to hear, especially in other countries that work in the fashion industry. But yeah, it's just really great. And then I ended up getting them here, and I usually get, like, I don't know, 50 bags at a time, 50 to 100 bags at a time, depending. And then I get them here, and I'm trying to get them into different boutiques around New York. I have a website, and they're on the website. And I just had my launch party last night. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
Tell me a little bit about that. Like, what is a launch party like? Because it sounds extravagant.
It was my first ever event, and I didn't know, like, what to expect. I had a runway show, and I had a performance. She was a singer, and yeah, it was insane. I've never thrown an event. I don't even like throwing my own birthday party. Like,
so this is like birthday party, like, on steroids, right?
Yeah, it was like my brand is my baby. So it was like my brand taking its first steps, and everybody was there watching.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, so a lot of people got to see the handbags, and I was shocked. I sold over 10 bags yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting, like, such a great turnout and so many people to, like, support and buy and everything.
That's so fantastic. Mm. So you have a few different things going on, right? You have your handbag line. I think you also do jewelry. You said you have a blog. So you have all these moving parts going on. So I would kind of just like to know, and I think our listeners know, like, how you balance it all. Like, do you have any tips or tricks into how you are able to put your energy and focus into all these things and make them all so successful?
Yeah, I think the biggest tip that I would have for balancing is make sure you put yourself first. Like, I always try and go to the gym, and I always feel like I have so much more energy when I work out in the morning. And, like, and that includes your mental health, because, like, you can't, like, do all of these things and not take care of yourself. Because in the end, if you don't have your health and, like, your mental stability, you have nothing.
Yeah. So
that's, like, a huge thing for me. And then I also like to do time blocking. So so that's a big thing for me. I do a lot of task manager apps and time blocking. So I'll be like, okay, this hour I'll do this, or I need to be finished with this task by this time. And then it's on to the next task. And I'll look at analytics. I'm a huge analytics person.
Speaking my language.
Yes. So that's when I know when to post on social media. And so I'm like, okay, this is my time for social media. This is my time for this. And then I do a lot of research. So I'll look and I'll be like, when is the best time to share a blog, or how many blogs should you share in a week? And so I'll try and do, like, what the statistic is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, it'll say, like LinkedIn, the best times to post are weekdays, because people usually use it when they're in the office. Instagram, it's like weekends are also pretty bad to post. I found that, I think it just depends on your following also. You have to realize like how your following works and everything. But yeah, I noticed that I get a lot of good engagement and everything and like website views when I post, usually at like 6 p.m. for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. It just depends on like your following. So yeah, I like to do time blocking, and then I'll set up meetings, and I'll try and set up meetings if I have them the same day. So it's like if I'm in the city, because I live in the Bronx and I'm like really close to Manhattan. I'm right outside of Manhattan. So if I have a meeting, I'll try and do like one meeting lunchtime and then another meeting, like, but it's in the same day and in the same area if I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, cause that saves time. And then I'll try and do it at a coffee shop. So if it, I have a break in between meetings, I can just work on my laptop.
So smart. So smart. Yeah. Those are all things like we've talked about on the show. Like, and like, I mean, circling right back to the first thing you talked about in self-care. And, you know, I can't tell you how many, whether it was clients or just me talking, you know, to our listeners about, you know, making sure you're taking care of yourself so that you're the best version of yourself
right.
to accomplish all these things. And, you know, if you are an entrepreneur, you are probably, I mean, you probably have a very demanding schedule or demanding tasks on your plate. And in order mm-hmm. to, and you said, you know, exercise, in order to have the energy to do that, exercising is a great way to create that energy that you right. need to get through all those things. So I love that you talked about that. And then when you talked about blocking, what I think it's important, you guys, she gets it on her calendar, right, Amanda? Like, you put it on your calendar yeah. when you're going to do these things.
Because I have, like, multiple calendars. I carry a notebook with me everywhere. I carry a planner everywhere. And then I also use my phone.
me too. And I'm just like, my husband doesn't quite get it. And I'm just like, it works. It works
it for does. Me. It's, like, so much. It's more to carry around. But I just love the satisfaction of writing something down. I'm a big list person. And I love, yeah. like, writing it down the old-fashioned
well there's been there was some sort of study that said like actually physically writing things down, whether it's your plan or your journaling, like has this effect, like this positive mental effect on it compared to just throwing okay. it into your, you know, electronic calendar or whatever.
Yeah,
so we're on to something there. but the key I want to say is like you put it on your calendar, because if you don't, there's a good chance it doesn't get done. I don't know about you, but that's mm-hmm. definitely for me. You know, I have right. to put it on my calendar to ensure that it gets done in the hustle and bustle of the day.
And then you can also mix things up and be like, oh, if it's not on your calendar, like, how do you even know it's there? Like, you could have a meeting or an appointment or something mm-hmm. and you schedule something else on top of it. And like, yeah. it can be really frustrating. And especially for entrepreneurs, anybody really, but especially for entrepreneurs, time is like, very, very valuable.
Yes. It's like, don't waste it, you know, getting things mixed up and, you know, mm-hmm. or, you know, and then the last thing you said before I let you move on, you talked about, essentially we call it batch working, but it's, you know, putting, like you said, you'll kind of try to bunch all your meetings together. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing, like yeah. the last couple of weeks of the same thing. So like, if I have to create content, I try to pick a whole day where I just bust out content, as opposed to, for me, that works better than saying, okay, I'm going to write 1 hour every day, because what happens is I block off this 1 hour, but then I spend 45 minutes of it, like mentally preparing to write, and I don't do anything. So if I, batch working for me, and it's going to look different for everybody, but mm-hmm. you know, like, or I'll work on my podcast. I have a day where I just work on all my podcasting things instead of going back and forth, because that time that you transition between one thing and another is time you could be just focused on right. what it is you're doing. So like you said, meetings, you know, so mm-hmm. batch working your meetings is great, because then you're only traveling once, right? For maybe three meetings, if you're meeting three mm-hmm. clients in one coffee shop or whatever. So
exactly. Yeah.
Just little ways to save some time and save time in your schedule. Right. So I don't, so I stopped you. I was like, wait, those are all three really good things. So self-care, blocking, batch working, is there anything else, you know, like that just is a key to you and your success and balancing everything?
Yeah, I would say another big one would be, you won't have like the support that you would expect, especially from like the people closest to you. So I'll get like, I don't know, I'll post a random meme and I'll get 40, 50 likes and like 10 shares, and I'll post about my business and I'll get 2 likes, 0 shares. And it's like, it's really, it's hard. Yes. Like, it's not like anybody would enjoy that, but it's also like, you can't let that stop you. You have to keep posting. You have to keep sharing. You have to keep, like, people are watching. Just because they don't click the like button, they see what you're doing. Yes. And I'm, like I said earlier, I'm a big analytics person. So I'll post something on social media. I won't get any likes or comments or shares or anything, but I get multiple website views and mm-hmm. like people on the website right after I post. And then a lot of people, like for my launch party, when I first announced my launch party, hardly anybody was talking about it. Nobody was liking it. They're like, oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. By the end, like within the last week, I ended up getting a sponsor. Like, so many people were messaging me. They're like, oh my gosh, how do I get a ticket? And I'm like, oh, okay. Posting, and now everybody wants to be there.
Yeah. And I think that just, it's just all about being consistent, right? I mean, there's so many people that they don't see the likes, they don't see the clicks. And so they stop, right? They stop sharing, they stop posting. But like you said, people are still watching. So it's so important to just keep putting that content out there. Because right. like you said, they'll just, it might just one day catch on, and all of a sudden everybody's asking for, you know, your, you know, tickets to your launch show or,
yeah.
you know, or launch party or so yeah. it's just so important to stick with it.
Somebody once told me, and I think it's so true. They said, people won't support you until somebody else is talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep posting and posting, and you might not get the support right away, but once like one person talks about you, then another person talks about you, then another person talks about you, and it's just yeah. a chain effect.
Yeah. It's like a fire. It just catches.
Yeah.
So good. All right. So I don't know what you got, like in terms of tips on balancing, is there anything else that just gets you through your day? Or like, I mean, those are 4 fantastic things.
Like, oh, thank you.
So good.
Yeah, I just like to do, my biggest thing would be health. Like I meditate and everything like that. So I would try and put that first. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and don't be too hard on yourself. Like I said, if people don't share what you're doing, like, just keep doing it. The right people will come around, and the people that you need in your circle will be there. Like, okay, I'm talking about my launch party a lot just because it was last night.
Right.
So many people that I wouldn't have even expected, like, supported me. And I had a friend, he used to live in New York. He lives in LA now, so he couldn't be at the show. But he went above and beyond for me. Like, he got me a performer because he works in the music industry. He got me a DJ, like, and it was just, and I was awesome. Like, you're in LA, like, you're 3 hours behind me. Like, you can't even be here, and you're, like, doing all this stuff. And then the last minute, it was, like, 1 a.m. my time, and he texted me. He's like, hey, do you need an intern for tomorrow? And I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, that would be great. And I wasn't, like, expecting anything. Like, yeah. I was like, I sent him the invite and I asked him if he was going to be in New York for the time. He said no. And that's all I didn't expect anything yeah. more. And then he's like, oh, do you need this? Do you need that? You want this? And I'm like, oh my God.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And it's like and then I had another friend. I sent him a link to get a free ticket. And he was like, I don't need a free ticket. I'm going to buy a ticket to support you. And I'm like, oh, like stuff like that. Like the people that you need in your circle, they'll come around. Yes. And it's the people that you would least expect.
That is so awesome. That's yes. such a great story. And yeah, and I think, I don't even know, you know, but like you said, these are people you didn't expect, right? Like, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, my friend's in LA, he's probably not, but like, I'm going to tell him what's going on just because I know he'll be supportive. And just, you know, I think it just goes back to getting the word out of what you're doing, because you don't, what is it? If you don't ask, the answer is always no, right?
Exactly.
And yeah. so, and it's not even asking for something. It's just saying, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm putting out there, and getting your word out to as many people as possible. If they don't want to listen to your message, they won't. They don't have to, mm-hmm. you know, but
right.
don't limit yourself, you know, it's almost like self-sabotage, right? Don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't say, oh, well, you know, this person's not interested, so I'm not going to bother. Like, what harm are you doing?
Right. And usually when you do that and you like you said, if you don't ask, it's always no. And usually when you don't ask and it ends up being a no, you're more disappointed and more like hard on yourself for not asking.
Yeah, it's so true. And the other side of that, guys, is like the more you ask, the more comfortable you do get doing it, you know? So the more comfortable, you know, and the more content you create, mm-hmm. the better you get at it, right? The more you are on social media sharing, you know, your message, the better you get at, you know, it takes practice. So just, I mean, and same. So if you do have to be asking for things, you know, or for, you know, help and stuff, the more you do it, the better you get. And so,
yeah, it's just practice, just like public speaking. I have a huge fear of public speaking, and I had to make a speech last night. I was so scared. I almost didn't do it. I almost was like, somebody talk for me. But I was like, no, if I don't do this, I'm going to be so disappointed in myself.
Yep.
And I did it, and it wasn't the greatest speech ever. I cut it a little short, but I still did it. And then by the end of the night, I spoke again. So it was like, nice. I got over the first one, and then I was doing it again. And now I'm feeling like I'm slowly getting over my fear just because I'm trying. And I started taking like public speaking classes.
Nice.
And I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out any way possible to get over this fear. And so I think it's working. And it's just because I keep practicing and doing it and putting myself out there to do it.
Yeah. And I think that's not, you know, you hear, you know, growth is uncomfortable, you know, like yeah. you've got to go outside your comfort zone to grow in these areas. And, but man, like when you do accomplish something like that, it feels so good.
I know. Seriously. You're so proud of yourself.
There'll be times where I'm like, that speech was terrible, but I did it. Like, exactly. I'm so proud that I did it. Like, and then you listen back, you're like, yeah, it was crap. I don't care. Like, it'll get better. And, mm-hmm. but it's just putting yourself out there and just remembering, you know, like you do not grow being comfortable, you know, being comfortable keeps you where you're at. You
know, right. It's, yeah.
It's better to grow you, grow your business, grow whatever it is you're trying to grow. You've got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable, right? You just gotta,
yeah.
it's gotta mm-hmm. become part of your daily jam.
Yeah. And it's like the most beautiful things are created in like the worst situations. Like seeds grow, like they sprout in the dark, and diamonds are created under pressure. And it's like those types of things, like you, it's always hard and there's pressure and darkness or whatever, but it becomes beautiful.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Like time flies, Amanda, like, you know, it was funny. So you guys like, you know, when listen, I say you guys, listeners, like Amanda and I got on here and I was like, we don't really have a plan. And she's like, nope. And I was like, well, let's just go with it. And look at all, I mean, she was freaking brought the fire for you guys. Oh. Like she was awesome. Is there anything else that you just, you know, want to leave with our listeners before we do say goodbye?
Yeah, always just believe in yourself, and whatever you do, just keep doing it, even if it's the smallest step, because you could take the tiniest step, but if you take that step every day, it becomes a mile.
Yep. So good. So a question I ask every one of my guests, Amanda, is who is your favorite superhero? And if you don't have one, then you have to share your guilty pleasure.
My favorite superhero would probably be Wonder Woman, just nice. Because she is such a badass, and she doesn't really fight. She like, she fights, but she's all about peace and love.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just like, she's a badass, like her purpose, you know, she's like, she right. just wants everybody to be equal and happy and doesn't like, I don't know if you've watched the movies, but like, she doesn't understand why people fight over the reasons they fight for. And it's just like,
exactly. She's so self-care.
Noble. Yes. Oh, that's good. And all right. Yeah. Very good. So Amanda, can you please, before you leave, share with our listeners where they can find you?
Yeah. So my website for my fashion brand is isabellelarue.com. It's isabellelarue.com. And my blog is City and a Blonde. BLANDE. There's an E at the end of blonde. .com. And social media is isabelle.larue.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So you guys, if anything here resonated with you, especially the slow fashion industry and the handmade bags, like go check them out. You guys, they're like, I'm going to go check them out as soon as we're done here. Cause that's my jam. Like I love just finding unique, for me, it's like unique things, you know, like I said at the beginning, like finding these unique pieces of jewelry or handbags that I don't think everybody's going to have. So
yeah.
So if nothing else, check her out there. And yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Amanda, for being on here. And we finally got to connect and I'm super excited. And thanks for winging it with me. You did fantastic.
Thanks. I was so nervous. I was like, okay.
Like, we'll be fine. And,
we'll figure it out.
Worst case scenario, if it's really bad, we just re-record. But this was awesome. So
thank you.
So good. So again, thank you for being here. And listeners, as always, I thank you for listening. If you know today's message resonated with you, make sure you take a screenshot, share it on social, and if you don't already subscribe on iTunes or Spotify, please do. And if you are listening on iTunes, leave a review. We appreciate it. One more big thank you to Amanda.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you.
And it's been awesome. So thank you, and everybody listening, have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye.